Bernie and Hillary argue about trade pacts. We know trade pacts cost some jobs and open up others. That's not a satisfying trade-off if your skill is suddenly unmarketable and you've become unemployed or underemployed. An effective response is crucial. But protecting specific jobs will ultimately hold America back, diminish our competitiveness, and damage our ability to develop in new directions. Government shouldn't protect specific unsustainable jobs or avoid trade pacts that promote economic progress, national security, or other international objectives. But, and it's a very important but, government should make sure that we can all work to support ourselves and our families. That's why Republican insistence on scaling back Obama's stimulus package in 2009 and then blocking more investment in infrastructure was very much the wrong move. It shirked our responsibility to each other and made moving forward politically more difficult. The way government can make jobs available is to hire people, to do what we should be doing and building. Once people are working, business and investors will take advantage of the extra income flowing and build their businesses and inventory to satisfy the demand. But businesses don't invest in order to create demand. Individual businesses can't assume their investments will change the economic picture significantly, certainly not enough to repay their investments. Individual businesses can't assume that they will reap the benefits of having created more jobs. People spend their paychecks in many places, only a fraction of which will come back to the company. That's just one of the reasons pouring more money into the hands of what Republicans like to call job creators is worthless, like a Rube Goldberg invention in its totally confused complexity. Business invests to meet demand or to create a product they think will sell. They don't invest just because they have money. And since, in fact, they have lots of money on hand, many have been engaging in various forms of financial manipulation, buying back stocks, sending money abroad, anything but job-creating investment or investments here. That means that both Bernie and Hillary are hitting the nail of economic doldrums for the many people who can't find decent jobs right on the head. It's a problem that needs government to work for us. Putting people to work solves many problems at once. Putting people to work supplies the person power to rebuild, update, and renovate infrastructure. Putting people to work pushes the wage scale for the best of reasons, not just a legal minimum wage pegged to an arbitrary number. Marketplace pressure for employees raises the pay scale. Putting people to work improves the business outlook, and infrastructure improvements improves the feasibility of successful investment for everyone, not just the favored projects of a few, but improved access for all of us means that people with a good idea will have the opportunity to get the resources they need and access to the customers they want. Of course, whether government can pay for doing the right thing depends on whether government can actually impose taxes on the people and companies who have money. Arguing about protecting the so-called job creators by reducing their taxes is actually a way of starving government so that those so-called job creators can squeeze workers who are unprotected because government can't afford to do anything about it. A successful modern economy requires a government with the resources to play its part.